This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Tone Vase. Tone, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on.
Tone, who are you and what do you do?
So I am a former Wall Streeter. I was there for about 10 years. Started out at Bear Stearns, then also worked at JP Morgan. I left that space about a year and a half ago, going on 2 years now, because I really believed in what Bitcoin brought to the world. So I decided to leave Wall Street, join the blockchain Bitcoin space, wasn't even sure in what capacity. I started out as a writer, writing about economics and trading. And I'm also a trader, so I just trade my own little portfolio, mostly an options trader, kind of gives me some money day to day so that I can travel the world and speak at conferences. Like do all the things younger people do, but I finally got a chance to do it.
Tone, how are you involved with blockchain?
Well, at the moment, I basically create content. I travel, I speak, I write articles, I do video blogs, I do some written articles. Just try to inform people on what the blockchain actually is, how is Bitcoin relevant. And I do a lot of work exposing a lot of the scams and a lot of the nonsense that goes on in any space where new technology is not really known to a lot of people. They tend to get caught and invest money not so wisely. So I try to bring light to that. I've consulted here and there and worked for a company for a little while, but now I like being on my own. I like having an independent voice. And not pitching any specific product.
Tone, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
The biggest challenge is basically an understanding of it. The word blockchain originally came from a comment in Satoshi Nakamoto's code in regards in the Bitcoin source code, basically as a comment. And every time he used it, he also used the words proof of work right next to it. And to me, that's what a blockchain is. And this is really a challenge, trying to explain to people the innovation, the technological innovation that blockchain gave us, which was really Bitcoin. It's this proof of work algorithm that now allows you to send digital value to anywhere in the world through an internet connection. And it's permissionless, it's fairly anonymous, it's not perfectly anonymous, but maybe we'll get there one day. It's not perfectly fungible, but it's as close as we can get. So the understanding of the concept of a blockchain, which to me is a proof of work algorithm, is the biggest challenge. As far as successes, this is also a very interesting question. To me, the only successes in the blockchain space have been companies that have embraced this permissionless value transfer property. And those that don't, that still haven't understood it, have been failures or are going to be failures. So for some specific successes, they may not be ideal, but something like CryptoLocker that can hijack your computer and now has the ability to receive anonymous funds from you to let you unlock your computer is kind of a success because they've already made over $1 billion in profit. We all like to think badly about the drug websites, but they are successes. They have taken some of the drugs off the street, which I think is kind of a good thing, and now allowing people to buy it from the comfort of their own homes. We can go into other gray markets, but those so far have been the only successes. And for some of the failures were companies that think that blockchains are a new type of database, and they're trying to recreate databases for these financial institutions or companies that are going out and trying to convince your average mom and pop store to accept Bitcoin. It had a little bit of a run for like a year back at the high price of Bitcoin, but those have like died out a little bit. And I think people that aren't embracing this permissionless value transfer property are going to be the failures in this space.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
So I think the blockchain, which again, to me, means a proof of work algorithm. So now we're back to permissionless value transfer over the internet. I think it will provide people a couple of things. It'll show them what real internet security means. Before the creation of Bitcoin, your internet security, your home computer security, wasn't all that important. Yeah, you could get hacked. Yes, you could get your computer locked, but nothing was lost. No value was really lost. You might have to replace your computer. Now, a hack can literally take your life savings, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I think what it will do is it will teach people the value of a password. In the world of Bitcoin, your Bitcoin is only as secure as the password that only you know. So if you forget that password or you lose it, that's a substantial financial loss. There's nobody you can call to replace it. So that's one of the biggest things. It's going to bring back responsibility to those that want to have full control of their value. Another thing I believe that it will replace is or change is the way governments view laws. I think that because of Bitcoin and because of this permissionless value transfer, it'll be very difficult for them to continue this quest on money laundering laws. And some of those rules will have to be relaxed because of this innovation of Bitcoin and blockchain. So to me, a lot of the voluntary contracts, like the voluntary transactions of narcotics, of prostitution, of gambling, and some of these are the voluntary transactions where no one is actually calling the cops and complaining that it's part of the transaction. A lot of these laws will have to go away, and maybe some of this stuff will start to be legalized because it will be so much harder for governments to control these transactions when they no longer have control of the money that facilitates.
Tone, how will people make money with blockchain?
That's a tough question. So this has been a challenge. So like I said, the companies that have embraced this permissionless value transfer have been making money. I mean, I really hate the concept of crypto locker, but they've been making money. Same thing with the gray market websites, with the gambling websites. The lawyers have been making a lot of money, but it's like the internet. It's really what you do on the internet, if you understand the internet, will allow you to make money. Blockchains themselves don't necessarily make money. All of these alternative coins and alternative blockchains that are doing ICOs, initial coin offering, where you can buy into the coin pretending to be an IPO, like a stock going public, I think those will eventually all die out because I believe most of them are very, very scammy. And the way people will make money is by providing a service that allows people to use this property of permissionless value transfer. And right at the moment, the only people that have really succeeded are the ones that have remained anonymous and stayed out of the spotlight. Those that have been in the spotlight ended up in a lot of legal trouble and arrests. So there's money to be made, but we don't know where it's going to go. I'm hoping people will embrace it a little bit more, and it would cut back on some of the inefficiencies and also the laws. I mean, I think first world countries have way too many laws that just go after people's voluntary transactions.
Tone, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
Spend a lot of time understanding. It's a tough field. When I first got involved in blockchain, which to me is still mostly Bitcoin, I spent the first year just reading, writing a little bit in order to really understand it. It's a pretty big learning curve to get used to the fact that this may not change the world. It's only changing one thing. It's changing the way we move value. And how can you take advantage of that? So if you are interested in blockchain, have a really full understanding what a blockchain is. Because from what I've seen of all the people that are jumping into the space of blockchain, they're really jumping into a database. They're trying to recreate a database. It's going to be a database with multiple administrators, and you will know exactly where your data is, and everybody's going to see it. And you put these people in a corner, and you start really questioning them. My favorite one to use is, so explain to me how your blockchain for financial services is different from a Google spreadsheet that I put on a Google Doc and I give 3 people edit permissions and 100 people view permissions. That's what people now consider a blockchain. And it's unfortunate. And you have to explain to these people that is not the innovation. The innovation is the permissionless value transfer and the science that it took to get us here by building this global mining network that creates this trustless network of transactions. And once people really understand that, they will be able to think objectively as to what problems a blockchain can actually solve or what problems a blockchain will create for your company. I mean, this is this space as much of a problem solver for some as it is a headache for a lot of others.
Great. Well, thanks, Tone.
No, thank you.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.